This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
That. So, all right, let's get into this next story. This is a big one. This is a really big one, guys. For those who don't follow the Gray Zone, I highly recommend thegrayzone.com. They are great journalists, a great team of journalists. Politically, they lean left a bit, but they are not Joe Biden, Russian hysteria leftists. They are one of the few left-wing media outlets that have been constantly calling out the BS about the Russian disinformation over the last couple years, but also calling Trump out on his real crimes and holding the left-wing accountable as well, from Bernie Sanders to Biden to Hillary Clinton and everybody else. And some of you may remember that a couple of years ago, I did a couple of videos. I did this one right here in April 2018 called Dissecting the Syrian Conflict. And if you haven't seen this, I really recommend this. This is a pretty long video I did. And it was after there was some chemical attacks that took place in Syria, or at least that's what the media was telling us, that there was gas attacks that were, the result of Bashar al-Assad and his tyrannical ways. And of course, I'm never here to defend any president or any leader. So don't take this as you're an Assad apologist. But there was reasons to be skeptical from the beginning. So this report, and again, all these are linked at theconsciousresistance.com. This report from 2018, Dissecting the Syrian Conflict, it actually goes through my two articles that I wrote, one for Activist Post called Examining the Evidence for Chemical Attack in Syria, and then another article I wrote for Ben Swan's website called Examining Ground Reports from Syria. So my point with bringing all that up is just to say, we've been talking about this for a while here. We've been covering this. We've been trying to get people to realize that there was so many lies involving Syrian gas attacks. And yes, it was Donald Trump, based on those false flag attacks, that bombed people in Syria. I know we had somebody earlier in the chat trying to say, oh no, Trump was bombing deep state sites owned by Warren Buffett and blah, blah, Hillary Clinton and 40 chess or whatever. But there's no evidence for that. Trump was bombing based on a lie. And that was when the media finally were supporting him. They were like, oh, Trump finally became presidential today. And that was whenever Brian Williams were like, look at those beautiful bombs Donald Trump launched. Look, and the media all supported it. And it's funny because the Trump supporters, whenever they want to defend him, he's this all-powerful, omnipotent person who's taken on the deep state. But whenever you point out something like I did last week about how Trump has increased the drone war, and now he's the drone emperor replacing Obama as the drone king, it's always like, well, maybe he couldn't do anything. Maybe it was the military or somebody else made his decisions for him. You can't have it both ways. Either this guy is all-powerful or he's just a pawn in somebody else's game. And I think it's clear which he is. So myself and other people in the independent media have been talking about this for 2 years now. We've been telling people that there's been multiple false flags in Syria that have been used as justification to try to go in and get Bashar al-Assad. Of course, this was happening during the Obama years, and it still is happening in the Trump years. He might not have expanded it completely, but it's still happening. And now we have two updates from the Gray Zone. This one is almost a month old. Yeah, it's just about a month old. Leaked documents expose massive Syria propaganda operation waged by Western government contractors and media. Western government-funded intelligence cutouts trained Syrian opposition leaders, planted stories in media outlets from the BBC to Al Jazeera, and ran a cadre of journalists. A trove of leaked documents exposes the propaganda network. And then there was an update. It says a few days after this article was published, the authenticity of these leaked materials was indirectly confirmed by the British government, which reports that hundreds of Foreign Office documents detailing its Syrian propaganda operations were hacked in an alleged cyber attack. So at first, like the way the detractors always do, they're like, oh yeah, those documents are fake. It's Russian propaganda, Syrian Assad, just like we're seeing kind of with the Joe Biden thing now. But then the documents were confirmed, so now they've shut up because they realize when they can't try to debunk something or convince the public it's fake, they just basically stop talking about it. But I recommend getting into this and deep into this article here and just reading about these leaked documents, because they do show these organizations, IncoStrat, Innovative Communication Strategies, the Global Strategy Network, Albani, and ARC, these I've never heard of these non-governmental organizations that are used by the government, just like the government uses, the CIA uses USAID to foment revolutions and create civil war and discontent in other nations. So that was one big expose. And again, please read these. These are all linked at theconsciousresistance.com. But then this is the big one. The ex-OPCW chief, and for those who aren't aware, the OPCW is the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They are supposed to be this international body that was assigned to investigate whether or not chemical weapons attacks happened in Syria. And publicly in the mainstream, you know, the mainstream says the OPCW found conclusively that Assad did commit these acts of war. But there was actually a civil war taking place within the OPCW as different inspectors who actually visited Syria started to say, there's no evidence of this. In fact, it looks like, you know, this was totally set up, that there were bodies brought in and they pretended like these bodies were people who were foaming at the mouth from gas attacks, just like we saw with, you know, the fake babies being thrown out of incubators in Iraq back in the day and the weapons of mass destruction. So as the stories start to fall apart, though, the mainstream has continued to say, oh, none of those whistleblowers are real. None of those people were actually a part of the team. They've attacked, tried to discredit so many people. But now the former chief himself of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, Chief Jose Bustani, defends the whistleblowers who challenged the cover-up of the Syria probe. And he is basically speaking out now in support of two veteran inspectors who challenged the U.S.-backed cover-up of their investigation. Bustani also reacts to the US-UK-France-led effort to prevent his testimony at the UN Security Council. This is the crazy part. The OPCW was invited to speak at the UN recently, and the US and France and UK literally blocked the ex-chief of that organization from speaking publicly at the United Nations to try to expose this. They blocked his testimony. Think about that. And this is all going on in the background where you're arguing about what Joe Biden's doing or what Donald Trump had a dump, you know, what he ate for breakfast and what he took a dump later that afternoon. I mean, all these stupid, irrelevant stories that people are obsessing over. And we have a false flag being proven more and more every day right now. You know, if you know that 9/11 was a lie, guys, this is the 9/11 of our time. I mean, obviously COVID is a huge scam as well, but this is clear evidence. There's so many people that are coming out and that are speaking out about this and are exposing it, but it's not in the mainstream. It's only in places like the Gray Zone. And so the Gray Zone, they actually have a great interview with Jose Bustani. This is the link I'm looking at. And I would recommend you go read that and watch that, because the entire lie about the Syrian gas attack has been destroyed. It's gone. Anybody who tries to, you know, bring that up and tell you that well, Trump did this because he was trying to stop Syria, or, you know, we need to go into Syria because, you know, Assad's a butcher and all these things. Look, I'm not defending him, but we know for sure that there have been at least two confirmed false flags lying about gas attacks in Syria. And they're going to continue to do these false flags like they've been doing for over 100 years now, to push you into war, to push you to support violence, and to use your taxpayer money, your hard-earned money, and to get blood on it. It's blood money. And Donald Trump is no different than that. Joe Biden would have done the same thing. Obama did the same thing. And whoever is going to come after will do the same thing, guys. You need to understand that these systems, the military-industrial complex, it's still in power. Eisenhower may have warned us about it, but it never disappeared. And the fact is this, that we have Facebook, who is censoring information about these topics, partnered with the Atlantic Council in 2018, right before the alternative media purges started taking place. And then we also have, the fact that they are connected to the Western NATO military industrial complex. So my point here is that everybody needs to know that this agenda is not going anywhere. These people are here, no matter what president you're involved in. And, you know, we need to expose that. We need to expose that presidents voting for presidents isn't going to fix things. And I don't know. I don't know what else I can really say on that story. Hopefully that you guys will dive deeper into it. You know, I can only do so much by trying to talk about it and, you know, hopefully get some people to think deeper about it. Because I know there's a lot going on, right? There's a lot more going on with people being distracted by the election. There's a lot more going on with being distracted about whatever celebrity garbage is being put in front of your face. And, you know, there's so much happening that I get if you feel like you don't have the time for it, but make the time, because these topics are important. And I'm not going to give Trump credit for anything. If you want to give a politician credit for something, then have fun.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea